Yes, you are. All right, we'll call the meeting to order. Members of the public may address the executive committee on items listed within this agenda so long as the subject matter is within the jurisdiction of the Orange County Development Board with a 3-minute maximum. Our first item are the minutes.
Pledge of Allegiance. Can we start with Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, sorry. And go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I'll complete the roll call real quick. Bob Bunyan. Lorraine Holland-Lee.
She's here.
Doug Mangione. Barbara Mason.
Here.
Todd Sward. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to item one, the minutes from the July 19th executive committee meeting.
Does she have a public comment?
No.
Oh, she already went that second.
She could open it up at the beginning one time, or she can open up.
Did we have any public comments?
No, we did not receive any speaker comments.
I just want to make sure it's on. Okay. So there's no need to vote or take action on the minutes. So they're informational only.
Yeah. All right. So file. Item two is a board member appointment update.
So we have submitted the information over to the Board of Supervisors. We anticipate the board appointments being heard at the October 22nd Board of Supervisor meeting. We then have our full board meeting on October 23rd, so the day before.
Great, exciting. Right. And then item three is a grants update.
If you turn to tab three, this is a list of all of the grants that are currently under our purview. Currently we have, and these are grants outside of our normal formula funds. Currently we have a Prison to Employment Initiative grant. That grant allows us to work with Santa Ana and Anaheim to do programming and planning for the Prison to Employment new grant. As a reminder, the Prison to Employment full grant will be under the management of Santa Ana, but we are partners with them on that particular grant. The next opportunity that is currently under our purview is the Regional Training and Regional Organizer grant. That's $161,000. Under that grant, we are charged with providing regional training opportunities as well as regional organizing and planning. In the past, we've worked with John Melville to help us facilitate conversations with the public, and when I say public, I mean local businesses, on employment and workforce opportunities in the future. We anticipate continuing that work and further developing our regional concept of connecting with business in the community. The next opportunity is the BEAT program. This particular program is a strategic initiative to recruit female veterans and in-demand occupations in Orange County. That opportunity, although the primary focus is females, the opportunity is also available to male veterans in this community. That particular program is in full effect, and we've asked the state for an extension until March 31st of 2020 to continue the work of that particular opportunity. On the next page, you'll see opportunities that we're currently applying for or have an application pending and opportunities that we've decided not to move forward on. The first application that's pending is the AB 1111. This particular opportunity is to help individuals with targeted barriers and address their employment or work readiness needs. We have partnered with Goodwill of America to create an initiative to support individuals with disabilities. That application is still pending with EDD. We anticipate receiving a response from EDD in mid to late November. The next opportunity that is currently pending is the Prison to Employment Initiative with Santa Ana Anaheim, in which, like I mentioned before, Santa Ana has taken the lead. We originally applied for $4 million. We received $3.8 million to serve 330 participants in Orange County. The other two initiatives on here are grants that we submitted applications for, but since pulled our application because we didn't feel that we were ready to pursue those opportunities, and we will in the future work towards addressing our deficiencies so that we can. Are there any questions or concerns?
So are we not going to do a summer training program then for youth?
We'd like to do a summer training program for youth. What we're considering is trying to determine how do we use our WIOA in-school youth and out-of-school youth funding to start youth in the summer with work experience opportunities and continue on through the school year. We currently have, that would be under the formula funds, so we didn't receive any special grants to do that work, but we are trying to figure out how to use WIOA to do that moving forward.
Thank you.
And four is a performance dashboard report.
Barbara, would you like to take a look?
So in the Service Delivery and Performance Committee meeting last Thursday, we went through the dashboard in pretty significant detail. We went through each of the areas that showed either yellow or red. We did not, so we kind of managed it by exception. If it was green, we did not go into detail. But each of the, I think all but one of the service providers was here and presented where they were at. Some of them are here today. And kind of discussed what it would take to get back on track. We didn't identify any that we didn't think would be able to get back on track. We just wanted to keep a close eye to make sure they did. And they explained the reasons why they were off track. And sometimes it was simply off by a few numbers, put them in the yellow. And so I believe there's a lot of the detail that yes. Well, Capica concerned they had carpet in yellow and they provide this.
Apologize, guess where I went? Sorry about that.
I'm going to agenda item four.
Okay, thank you. Hi.
And these are new, kind of a new style of charts they're providing that give a lot more background detail. If you look at the sheets behind the dashboard, each one there's a breakdown.
As I mentioned during the last full board meeting, we have a 17-18 fiscal and procurement monitoring conducted by EPA. In that particular monitoring, it was determined that during the 16-17, 17-18 procurement, that we failed to meet the standards in accordance with the law. EDD has asked that we conduct a third-party evaluation of our provider at that time, using a third-party fiscal monitor and using tools that are approved by EDD to ensure that not only the fiscal integrity was kept, but also that the program performance was met, and that the participants served were actually eligible for the funding provided. We have been back and forth with EDD in regards to acceptable language for the contract, the tools and information that will be used. The last communication with EDD was October 16th yesterday, where we're trying to confirm with them, is this acceptable information, can we move forward? That is with the fiscal and compliance department of EDD. On the programming side of EDD, they're asking that we complete this third-party evaluation by December 30th of 2019, so that we can move forward with our board certification, and as well as resolving just any outstanding compliance issues that we have with EDD. They would like to move forward. So in that conversation, I've had some back and forth conversations with the program side about the reality of being able to complete that in that time frame, considering that we haven't received clear direction from EDD at this point. So as of today, I'm still working with EDD to try to negotiate that third-party audit of our provider. And once I'm able to confirm that information, we'll execute a contract immediately with a third-party auditor to go out and conduct an assessment of all of the fiscal and program activities performed to ensure that the funding that we did make available, even if it didn't meet their procurement standards, that we actually serve the individuals that were qualified under the WIOA law.
So what specifically was the item that they felt that didn't meet our standard?
The procurement process itself. So part of the procurement process, there's multiple parts to the procurement process under DOL. First of all, you have to do a cost price analysis. The second part of it is that you have to do a full procurement process and document it, right? And then the third part of it is the contract negotiation part. As you may remember, there was challenges with the ResCare contract terminating, and as a result, we went entered into agreement with ProPath that the board was under the impression that we properly procured, but later found out we did not. And so because we didn't properly procure that, that threw us into a compliance finding with EDD that questions all costs related to that procurement and contract.
And the issue was we felt that we had procured it correctly because they had been previously part of
They had acted as a subcontractor,
right,
but did not bid on the RFP as a solo provider, and county procedures do not allow us to enter into contracts with subs unless they've gone through the full RFP process.
Got it. Okay.
So it was in violation of county procurement rules.
Got it. Okay. And they're just, at this point, calling that out?
We've known for about 18 months, but we've been working with them, and now they've come to a point where they're actually asking for the third party to be involved. And like Karma said, we've engaged the third party. We're just waiting for EDD to officially approve the scope. We don't want to enter into a contract if the scope isn't going to be accepted or acceptable.
In terms of potential punitive issues,
we don't anticipate any issues. We do believe that the funds were used properly at this point, but until we have a third party actually review the documentation, it's hard to say.
Other questions? Thank you. And the chair and director's report.
At this time, I don't believe that we actually have any information to share.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the chair did not provide me with that information prior to this meeting. The only thing that I'd like to highlight, in the back of the book that we have, should have the calendar for the year. I apologize. It's supposed to be in the back.
We can add it to next week's agenda.
Yeah. We'll add it to next week's agenda. But okay. There's a calendar for 2019, the end of 19, and then 2020.
Okay.
Please know that I will be asking to call a ad hoc meeting or a special meeting because of the new appointments. We have a couple of things that we need to address, like the committees. We have not addressed and nominated individuals for the committees in quite some time, and so in order to maintain compliance, we need to do so. In addition to that, we need to look at the calendar and just make sure that the calendar works for everyone, so there would be an opportunity to change that. In addition to, we have an MOU that requires board review and approval, and so this MOU agreement is for our one-stop operations, and in order for us to meet the requirements of WIOA, our board has to review the MOU agreement between all of our mandatory partners and our one-stop facilities and our infrastructure costs and sign off on the agreement. So we hope to have that presented at that meeting as well.
And having come late, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Something you've already went over, the appointments, what is the update on the appointments?
Good question. So we've submitted the applications. We believe it will be heard at the October 22nd Board of Supervisor meeting. Our full board meeting is October 23rd, so we will have new members on our board on that particular day. But October 22nd, we anticipate the Board of Supervisors reviewing and approving.
And approving. That would be at their board meeting.
That's correct.
How many members do you say?
21. How many new ones?
I believe it's
six or seven.
I believe it's six or seven.
Is there any kind of, I know we get the binders, but is there any small training because we could possibly do something like
that? Great question. Yes, absolutely. So what I'd like to do is an orientation. But I can't do that orientation until they're appointed.
Sure.
So
sure.
What I'd like to do is, after the Board of Supervisors appoints the new members and any of the existing members, I'd like to host an orientation at one of our one-stops to review the work of the board. At the one-stop.
All of us can use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Any other items, please? Very good. Well, then we will adjourn our meeting today very early.
Wow.